Body language, what we say without words. When world leaders or top executives meet, journalists don't just listen to their words. They also pay close attention to body language. Are they friendly? Are they tense? Many people believe that these small details reveal much more than official speeches. The term body language refers to facial expressions, gestures, and posture, all the ways we communicate without words. Smiling, for example, seems simple. In the United States, people smile to show friendliness, even to strangers. In Japan, however, a smile may hide sadness or embarrassment rather than express happiness. This difference can surprise travelers who expect smiles to mean the same thing everywhere. Greetings also vary. In much of Europe and North America, a firm handshake shows respect and confidence. In France or Spain, kisses on the cheek are common among friends. In Japan, people bow to show respect. And in India, many people use the namaste gesture with hands pressed together. None of these greetings are wrong, they just have different meanings depending on culture. Even head movements can be tricky to understand. In most countries, nodding means yes, but in Greece and Bulgaria, it often means no. In Turkey, lifting the head upwards slightly can also mean no, which can confuse visitors who assume it means agreement. These examples show how culture shapes communication. Learning words in another language is important, but so is learning these silent signals. They help avoid misunderstandings and make connections with people from other cultures smoother and more natural. After all, communication is not just about what we say, but how we move and express ourselves without words.